it's why we can't have.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
And it starts us out as we've had so many Australians, specifically out of Melbourne, said like Cleveland. We'll start there with Dr. John Levin of Melbourne, Australia. Congratulations, Dr. Levin. He's going to become a father.
Aww.
At the age of 93. Yep, yep. He's going viral for this. He aims to be around for his son's 21st birthday, Dr. Levin says, despite his advanced age, we'll call it that way. And they're considering having more children.
Oh.
Yeah. The couple, by the way, the wife, the mother, there's a 56-year age gap on that one right there. So congratulations on your family. That's not creepy at all.
Police in Travis County, Texas, had to arrest one of their own recently when they popped a corrections officer who was allegedly bringing in contraband to a local prison. So was it drugs? Cigarettes? Cell phones? Mm-mm. It was much more life-changing. That would be chicken wings.
Oh, well, there you go.
Which he wanted to sell to inmates.
Mm,
he could now wind up with 6 months behind bars.
Whoa.
I know.
Contraband chicken wings.
It's a big heist.
What did he call in that situation?
Next thing you know, he called the chicken police on me.
See, right?
They'll do it.
Do what you gotta do.
They got a division for everything, don't they? Hey, let's go to Florida. An Ocala, Florida man with prior battery convictions has been arrested, not cool, attacking his wife inside their home. This happened last Friday. Contacted the wife, Marion County Sheriff's Office, and they showed up, and they promptly arrested 56-year-old Jerome Shannon Valilla. They always ask, so how did all this start, this little domestic? Well, he wanted to go to Chili's, and she didn't.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What?
So then a fight broke out at home.
Why didn't she want to go to Chili's?
I don't know.
What's going on? I mean, they have margaritas and queso.
And baby back ribs.
What?
I'm a baby back baby.
Sorry, girlfriend. Made in America. The new battle cry from sea to shining sea. But Karen Piotrowski is not impressed. Uh-uh. She's claiming...
There it is.
That Canada Dry is not made up north, but right here, and claims the name is downright misleading. What has she done? True Karen style, filing suit and demanding damages.
Is she right?
Yeah.
She is?
Yeah.
It's not made in Canada?
Uh-uh.
I say she wins. How about this? The unincorporated sneaker company is being sued.
Uh-oh.
For selling sneakers that make, according to a class action lawsuit, embarrassing squeaking noises. The class action lawsuit reads, no reasonable customer would purchase shoes as highly priced or paid as much for them as we did if they needed to make DIY alterations to make the products wearable because of the high squeaky noise defect.
Dear.
The running shoes cost about $200.
Yeah, they're very expensive.
I think they're supposed to be... Are they one of those, like, low-soles shoes?
Yeah, like the
shoes?
On clouds and all that.
Gotcha, right there. Extra squeak.
Dum, 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 dum.
The NBA has yet to respond.
It's like when your yacht gets stuck in Aledo. It's rich people problems. So, people that can't see can still have great, wonderful, productive lives. But can they shop or garden or handle money without some sort of assistance? A 70-year-old man in Italy raised some eyebrows. Police discovered that he could actually see perfectly fine, despite taking over $1.1 million in disability over the years. He was then taken off the dole and is now facing charges of fraud. Shame, 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 you naughty, naughty man.
I still might think my former mother-in-law had faked being deaf for a large part of her life.
Shame.
We'll never know.
Shame.
We'll never know. We'll never know.
Shame.
But heard loud and clear was Oscar Mayer warehouse worker Carl Davies, who was fired reportedly, for offending his manager, who terminated him once Carl, one morning, said, "Top of the morning to you," in an Irish accent.
That's offensive?
Yeah. And he was evidently let go for that in the Oscar Mayer warehouse.
What?
Davies sued, and yesterday Davies won. A judge awarded him $21,000 for unfair dismissal.
It's not enough.
Specifically because Carl is from Dublin, Ireland.
Dum, 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 dum